that is Gera Perachas Mishadad Areva G'dayla, a very large ball, called more than 9 kama. So Nifchasom is a kama rimon, a large hole formed in it that was big enough for a pomegranate to fall through. So now it's no longer a kama tuma that cannot be used for the purpose that it was made. You can't hold anything in it. They hate keenly she adopted it to sit on it, to turn it over, and to sit on what used to be the bottom. Rabbi Kiva Mitamar, Rabbi Kiva says, now it's Makabal Tumas Medes, since it's used sitting on it, and therefore it's Makabal other Tumas as well. Anything that's Makabal Tumas Medes is Makabal all Tumas. Now, even though we had previously in this parrot that Areva Gedola that holds 9 Kabal or more, if it gets a crack and it's not Makabal Tumas Medes, and even though it has a crack, you won't use it for sitting, you'll find some other use for it since it's such a large cleat. But in this case, since it has such a large hole that a rima would fall through it, it would be Makabal Tumas Medes if you're mitakhnin for yeshiva, according to Rabbi Kiva. The Chachamim mitarim ad sheikatzea. The Chachamim say it's tahar until you carve out a makom moshim, until you carve out a seat out of the bottom. Just adopting it to yeshiva is not good enough, according to the Chachamim. You have to do a maisa, some action that shows that you're using it for sitting. Until you do that action, it would not be makabel tuma. Once you do an action to show that you're using it for sitting, it would be makabel tuma as medrash and other tumas as well. Asa avos lebehem. Afo pisha kab of a kaiso tomato. If you take an areva, we're talking here of an areva that's intact, that does not have a hole in it, and you made that areva into a feeding trough for a behem. Even if you attach it to a wall, it would be makabel tuma. And even though we have it in that anything that's mechubar karka is not makabel tuma, and this areva is attached to the wall, which is attached to the ground. But in this case, since it was a kli before you attached it to the wall, it remains susceptible to becoming tummy even after you attach it to the wall. As only things that were attached to the wall originally that were not a kli before they were attached to the wall, do we say that since they're mechubar karka, they're not makabel tuma? Sachkelim parasaf mishnah hey kupat shakavo benidbach. A block of wood which you carve the seat into so that it be used for sitting, and you attach it to a row of bricks that make up part of a building. Carbo below banola. If you attach it in a permanent way to the brick, but you did not build another row of bricks on top of it, so you can still sit on the actual kupat. Or banola below carbo tome. You built another row of bricks on top of the kupat, but you did not attach it in a permanent way to the bricks. In both of these cases, the kupat remains susceptible to becoming tame. It would be makabel tumas medrash if a zava would sit on it. In the first case, where you attached it permanently to the nidbach, but you did not build a row of bricks on top of it, even though it's attached permanently to the nidbach, which is not makabel tuma, since you can still sit on the kupat while it's attached to the nidbach, it continues to be makabel tuma. And in the second case, where you built another row of bricks on top of the kupat, but you did not attach it permanently to the wall, it's still makabel tuma, as if you want, you can pull it out from underneath the row of bricks. And even while it's underneath the bricks, if the zava would sit on the row of bricks that's on top of the kupat would become tame medrash. Even though the zava is not sitting on the actual kupat, but sitting on the row of bricks on top of it, that is a din that if you put something on top of a kli that is made for sitting, and the zava would sit on the thing that's on top of the kli would become tame medrash, as the zava does not have to sit on the actual kli for it to become tame medrash. Kavo ubana alav tahar. But if you attach the kupak permanently to the nidbach and you also build another row of bricks on top of it, in such a case the kupak is no longer susceptible to becoming tame medrash. It is tar, as if it's permanently attached to the wall, plus you built a row of bricks on top of it. It's no longer considered a kli, and therefore is not makabel tuma.
Mapa chanasno agabe akoros. A mat that's made out of reed that was put on top of the beams of a ceiling. If you attach the mat in a permanent way to the kuruf, but you did not put plaster on top of the kuruf, so therefore you can still sit on the mat as is. You can go up on top of the ceiling and sit on the mat, so therefore it continues to be makabel tuma. Or if you put the mat on top of the beam and then you put plaster on top of it, but you did not attach the mat in a permanent way to the beam, to the mat, it's still considered a kli, since it can be pulled out from under the plaster. The mat continues to be makabel tuma. It's impossible to sit on the actual mat as it is, since it's under the plaster. But if a zava would sit on top of the plaster that's above the mat would become tame medrash. Kavo v'nasan alav esam aziva tar. But if you attach the mat in a permanent way to the beams of the ceiling, and you also put plaster on top of it. In such a case, since the mat cannot be pulled out from under the mazeba, and you can't sit directly on the mat either, it's no longer considered a kli and it's tar. It's not makabel tum. Ka'ara shakava v'shita teva u'migdol kidabalasa tamea. A ball that was attached to a shita teva u'migdol. A closet, or a chest, or a counter that's made out of wood, and that are not makabel tum since they're very large. If this car, this ball, was attached in a permanent way to the shita teva u'migdol, but it was attached upright, kidara kabalasa, you can still put things in kara, while it's attached to the shita teva u'migdol, it continues to be considered a kli. And it's tmei as makabel tumah, even though the shita teva u'migdol are not makabel tumah, the kara is makabel tumah. So lo kedara kabalasa, but if the kara was attached, so lo kedara kabalasa, upside down, that you can't put anything in the kara, since the kara is attached permanently to the shita teva u'migdol and it cannot be used in the way that it's meant to be used, it's no longer considered a kli and it's tahora, it's no longer makabel tumah.